What's up, Ravens fans? It's time for this week's Raven Mailbag. No Ryan Mink this week. He's gone to Mobile, so Sarah Elson, you know her from Late for Work. She's in here to pinch hit for Ryan.
That's right. And may I say, it's been an especially delightful week. And I don't think there's any coincidence that Ryan is in Mobile, Alabama.
It's quiet. It's peaceful.
It's quiet, peaceful, calm, wonderful.
All right, let's get right to the questions here. This first one comes from Brendan. He wants to know, who's the top candidate for the Ravens' secondary job? Tara Lawson went to Detroit, but Ed Reed, he could be available. Well, let me say this. Brendan, I give you credit for creativity, but no, I don't see it happening. I don't think Ed Reed's coming back here to be the DB's coach. I will say this. I think it's a little ironic that earlier in his career, when Ed was playing at a top level, he always talked about retiring. Now he's getting close to the end of his career, and he wants to talk about extending it. But hey, that's neither here nor there. The point is, I don't think Ed Reed is going to be back in Baltimore to coach the DBs next season.
Dang, Garrett. Way to crush all the hopes for all the Ed Reed fans out there.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news.
Next question. This one comes from at CarlosRavens52, who asks, what are the chances of the Ravens getting an elite player, whether it be from the draft or free agency? And may I say, whoa, Carlos, I'm surprised I'm getting an elite question that's not about Joe Flacco. I thought that word was only reserved for him. But as far as the draft is concerned, I think the Ravens have an excellent chance of getting one of those elite players. In the past, when the Ravens have drafted between 10 to 20, and they have number 16 or 17 this year, depending on a coin flip with the Dallas Cowboys in the combine next month. But when they've done in the past, they've gotten guys like Haloti Ngata, a block of granite. They've gotten a shutdown corner like Chris McAllister, or the franchise quarterback, Joe Flacco. So while the Ravens are disappointed in their 8-8 finish, I get the sense that the scouts are excited about their position this year. As far as free agency is concerned, I don't see the Ravens making a huge splash with a free agent from another team, but I do see them signing one elite player. But he happens to already be on the roster, and that's my guy, BYU alum, Dennis Pitta.
All right, so Sarah, that leads us to our next question. You told us what you think, but Ravens superfan wants to know, will Terrell Suggs and Dennis Pitta be back on the roster next year? I agree with you. I say yes. My gut tells me yes. And not only is Dennis Pitta your guy, he's also Joe Flacco's guy. That's his buddy, his BFF. He doesn't want to lose him. That's his guy. In clutch situation, when he needs to move the chains, you know who he's looking to. He's looking to number 88 right across the middle of the field for a nice little 5-yard gain or a little fade pass in the end zone. He loves looking for Dennis Pitta. Now, as far as Terrell Suggs goes, the Ravens love this guy. He's been here a long time. They want him to be a Raven for life, and I think they're going to try to work out a deal to make that happen.
The next question is from Ben Messer. He wants to know whether the Ravens will bring back Jacoby Jones. I've been mulling this one over for a couple of months, Ben, and it's a 50-50 proposition. He is a 29-year-old receiver, and so I expect him to get a 2-3 year deal on the open market. I think the Ravens would love to have him back. He's dangerous. He's dangerous as a receiver, and he's dangerous as a returner. But he's dangerous as a number 3 receiver. So this is where I think he could go either way. If another team is willing to pay him number 2 receiver money, I don't think he's going to be back. I think he showed he better fits in as the receiver-returner role. Again, it's a 50-50 proposition. If I had to go one way or the other, I'd say he follows the money, wouldn't blame him, and I don't think he'll be back in Baltimore.
It all comes down to that money.
Money, money.
Money, 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 money. All right, the final question here today is from A. Crump Crump. And he's talking about the offensive line. The line needs to get bigger. Will they go with more experience or will they go younger? Well, I'd answer your question with another question. Why does it have to be one or the other? I think that the Ravens will do a little bit of both. I expect some big young guys like Rick Wagner and Ryan Jensen to be in the mix for starting jobs next year. But keep in mind, I also think the Ravens will probably sign at least one veteran to come in and get in the mix to try to earn a starting spot. And then don't forget about the draft. We talked about that elite player. The Ravens could draft somebody in that number 16, 17 spot. They love guys that fall down the board. Maybe get a quality guy, plug them in there, potentially come in right away and earn a starting job. So that does it for all the questions for us this week. But next week, send your questions, Facebook, Twitter, Google+. Use the hashtag RavensMailbag. And who knows, you could be featured up here with one of us next week. So that does it for us. Thanks for watching and have a great weekend.